teenagers do sometimes keep their promises. Meet little Juanita, a teenager with the soul of an angel, and the recipient of a love letter full of promises. It's a letter that any teenager could have written. Imagine how she feels as she reads the love promises of her letter verbatim, in a manner of her teenager in love. Let us listen in. Of the lover's voice, darling, I shall be the shadow lying at your feet, longing to embrace you when again we shall meet. Oh, my angel, do not now be lonely anymore, for I am here beside you, yes, here from now until eternity.
Same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong, and to be with you when day is through, and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to pop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I see you.
My dear.
It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV instead of a love story, so darling. Or because I like that funny toothpaste commercial, darling, when a guy ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial, oh darling. Why don't you like that commercial, darling? Why, darling? That comedian went with me to the turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling.
Oh, darling, I get the feeling that you don't like me no more, darling. Please, little darling, tell me.
I love to hear, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet, even. Well, just like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. to hold in mind your big unwashed, washed hands. In other words, you have got to bet. And I know right now that I better love again, or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-billed mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey,
I
you
like my...
stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Wherever you are,
I'm boogity. One of these days, you're gonna look for me, and I'm gonna be long gone. Disappeared, vacated the scene, evacuated, burned, left him, deserted you. Bye. Adios, amigo. So long. Bye.
Shut up!
The defense. Rest. I have pleaded my case. When you've done your best, the defense rests.
One of my favorite doo-wop records. I like to send that one out too to Ken Benedict down there in Florida, in Tampa. And it's one of his favorites too. Ken Benedict, who is a record seller extraordinaire. Anyway, that's on the Gate label by Lee Ward with vocal group The Defense Rests. There are two versions of this, both on the same label. The other's by the Chevrons. The Lee Ward has a sax break and the Chevrons has a piano break. They're both really great. My preference is for the one you just heard. Also in that set, a real Angel Baby favorite, right? So maybe you want to talk about when you heard this. When I was playing this on Rex's show,
no,
right?
No, who was the other guy? This little
guy. Oh, okay. That was Bob Shapiro.
The guy on the East Coast. And the guy on the East Coast. DJing on his show.
Right, WPKN in Bridgeport.
And I hadn't met Dick at this point, but we had been emailing somewhat, and I was listening to the show, and I heard this, and I loved it because, one, it's Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and Maurice Williams was in the Gladiolas on Excella, which did the original Little Darling, and then I guess some years later he does another Little Darling, and he's totally, you know, ripping it up, and I just really loved it, that it was the same musician doing the same song but completely differently and everything. So I totally dig it, and I emailed him while listening to it, you know, because I was listening via the internet, and I was like, oh, I'm so jealous, blah, 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 great record. So I told him he had to definitely play it on the show because, well, right. I can't afford it.
Yeah, you were also on the air saying, like, he wants all this money for this record. What kind of junk is this? But anyhow, this is was done at the Arthur Smith Studios down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then appears on the Soma record label out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, that's anybody's guess how that happened. There are two of them, actually, that they did, the Zodiacs that appeared on Soma. And another little darling being the most outre,
yeah, John,
bizarre.
John Phillips, whose show is dedicated to, first exposed me to Maurice Williams when he did May I? That was him,
okay,
as well. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, and I told him about this song. He's like, I don't know it. And I don't know if maybe it's jogging his memory if he's listening to it now. But he had said he didn't know this song. So definitely I wanted him to hear this as well.
Good. So. And then we led off the set once again, as previously announced on Pink Clouds, Juanita Rogers. It's also with Mr. V's 5Js. And I think Mr. V's 5Js is Sun Ra. Anyway,
uh-oh.
Teenager's Letter of of Promises. And that's for Gene Scalati. And now we're going to go for John into punk, garage,
weirdness. Yeah, early punkers.
And this is a record that I just got. I mean, my friend Barry Wickham, who sells a lot of garage in Discoveries Magazine, and he's up in Petaluma, California.
Which I just got tons of great records from this weekend.
And we just visited him anyway. He had gotten this record from a big instrumental collection, and I heard it, and I said, oh, man, I would really like another copy of that record, and I haven't been able to find it. And then he found one on eBay for cheap, and then, of course, he, like, socked me a lot of money for it. But, hey, all's fair, because I got the record. It's a great record, a great garage instrumental. It's on the Rocks label. It's out of Ohio, and it's by the Four Esters, and it has the enticing name of The Grunk.
So you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Except for today, we're going to about 11:30 because we're doing a special show, and Dick's got tons of great 45s here to play. As well as all my shows are recorded and archived, which you can check out at the Kill Radio homepage if you're just tuning in or if you want to let your friends know. And again, this show is dedicated to John Phillips, as well as tune in to next week because, yes, like I had said, Dick and I went up north to some record shows, and I got some really great records. So next week will be another newly acquired 45 show. So definitely tune in to me, Angel Baby, Lost in Paradise at killradio.org.
Yeah. darkest hours. But it's the taste of you that love go fast. These are my saddest.
Crying. Hey, I had a nightmare last night. saw my baby. Oh, Lordy. Wrapped up in the arms of another man. Hey, hey, I dreamed that I saw my baby. Wrapped up in the arms of another man. Oh, yes, I did. She just said, "Don, please try and understand." Hey, nightmare. I hope it'll never, 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 never come true. Oh, Lord. Hey,
yeah, all right, man. That was Don Hollinger. Don Hollinger out of Florida. That also, let's send that one out to Ken Benedict, who turned me onto that record years ago at the Austin Record Show. That is Don Hollinger, I believe, also, I think on Atka, did some Northern Soul records, but this is decidedly not that. This is so deep, it's underneath the basement. I had a nightmare on J-To. By the great Don Hollinger, and sort of fit in with the rest of the set with the intensity. Before that one, we heard, which Angel Baby tells me is one of John's favorites, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates on an issue, English issue called Growl, which was pretty cool. I don't know if he knows this one or not, but maybe not, maybe yes. Before that, one of my all-time favorite garage records. It's a Canadian group called The Plague doing The Face of Time. This came out in Canada, and then it came out, oddly enough, on an L.A. label called Crusader. They're both very, very hard to find, and I just really flipped out when I first heard that with that strange, almost Arabic type of music in the background of it. Before that, as previously announced on the Rocks record label out of Dayton, Ohio, the fabulous Four Esters doing the Gronk. And that was our sort of intense, garagey, deep soul-y, whatever it was, anyway, mix set. Now we're going to go into, from there, I think it's sort of appropriate to go into a fairly morbid set. This is kind of like a what would you say, a sort of Scorpio set, maybe, you know, kind of murder and everything else. Now this first song is a favorite of mine, and it's a record that on the Rice label by Chuck Wells, which I when I play it for people, I say this is the song that Johnny Cash never did. And it's called Down and Out, and it's a story song, and we know that John likes story songs, so...
Or at least he made a story song tape, so...
For you, right? So there you go. So, if he did like story songs, he's going to like this one, I think. Down and Out by Chuck Wells.
So here you go. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Except for today, we're going to 11:30 because I got a special show with Dick Blackburn spinning his killer 45s. And yes, next up is, what is it again?
Down and Out.
Down and Out here at Lost in Paradise.
Down and out, down and out.
I started out to be honest, to play life on the square. But a man can't fool with a golden rule and a crowd that won't play fair. You don't go down with a hard short fall, you just sort of shuffle along and slowly let go of your moral code till you can't tell right from wrong. I pulled a deal in Arizona with a worked out silver mine, but before they found I'd salted the ground, I had moved on down the line. I was heading straight for the border when the law caught up with me. I spent 6 months in a dirty old pump before they'd set me free.
Down and out.
It wasn't long till I was on a freighter off the coast of Mexico, smuggling guns on a midnight run cause my money was getting low. I sank as low as a man can go who walks with an empty purse. I was down and out and busted, just a-drifting from bad to worse. But they say that stars appear by day when you're down in a deep dark pit. My lucky star found me that way when I was about to quit. She came like a miracle in the night and opened my poor blind eyes. I found a new life with a loving wife and I thought the past would die.
Down and out.
We were wed down in a border town close to old San Antonio. She was mine to keep for one short week, then in a heartbeat she was gone. For the devil sent his right-hand man, I should have known he would. And he took her life with a long thin knife because she was honest and good. I lost all hope, honor and pride, all but a craven will to hunt him down, put him in the ground, just kill, kill, kill. I followed his trail for 3 long years to a town away out west. Then I left him there with a vacant stare and a .44 in his chest.
Down and out.
Now you see these places on my arm and you ask me what they mean. They were put there by my own two hands, my trained nurse, Miss Morphine. You say that's worse than drinking, and I know too well you're right. But at least it keeps away the things that come to haunt me in the night. Now they say they'll give me a year to live if the law don't get me first. A year or a month, it's all the same once you've felt the devil's curse. Cause whenever you play a crooked game, whether stakes are large or small, you just can't win, you lose in the end, and the dealer gets it all.
Yeah, okay, well, we're just going to jump back because the next one, I love that girl chorus on that thing. It's so cheerful. You know, the guy is like taking morphine and killing people. Down and out. Just so great. Anyway, this next record I want to set up because this is Honey Boy, whose real name is Frank Pat, session player, bass player in L.A., and he made this record under his Honey Boy nom de disque on specialty called Bloodstains on the Wall. Now, here's the deal on this record. I've played this before, and I've says a standing offer to anybody who can tell me what this record is actually about. If you can, get in touch with Angel Baby on the show.
You can email me lostinparadise@killradio.org. Very simple.
Okay. And if you can tell me what this is about. Now, you have to listen to this record because you may think it's one thing, but you have to come up with the explanation that fits all the clues on the record because they're all important, okay? If you do, then what I will do is I will send you, no lie, a killer CD of LA R&B music. I will send that out to you if and only if you can identify what the song is actually talking about. So without further palaver, let's get to this. This is on the specialty label, Bloodstains on the Wall by Honey Boy.
And again, you can contact me and let me know what the song is about. lostinparadise@killradio.org. Very easy. And yes, again, you're lost in paradise, obviously. So here we go, Bloodstains on the Wall.
sheets and pillows torn to pieces, blood stained all over the wall. Sheets and pillows torn to pieces, blood stained all over the wall. Well, I knew I wasn't injured when I left this morning. I didn't leave the phone out in the hall. Well, better come clean, baby, for I'll soon find it out. Detectives gonna be hanging around my door, wanna know what it's all about. So tell me, baby, was that blood stain done on the wall? Well, I knew I wasn't in it this morning. Didn't leave the phone out in the hall. You go. I didn't know you were that kind of woman, girl. To fall so low, I won't be no sheets torn to pieces. Won't be no more blood stain on my wall. Well, I knew I wasn't in it this morning. I didn't leave the phone out in the hall.
Death cell there where he will stay until he waits for that last long and stay. Two more hours before that man must die. He cast his tear-dimmed eyes to the Lord in the sky. He cried, oh God, forgive me for what I've done. I killed my sweetheart, she was my only one. The priest walked in and he said, son, you've had your trial. Hold my hand as we walk that last long mile. He said, please, please, please give me a little more time before I have to face that God. One hour later, they opened the death cell door. Found him beside his bed on the cold stone floor. No sign of how he had died in the small bare room. Just a light faint scent of his sweetheart's favorite perfume.
Okay. And that was Linda Lay on the American International label, The Scent. His sweetheart's favorite perfume, the woman he killed, permeating his cell.
How lovely.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, I had to stop this thing here at Lost in Paradise because this record is going to separate the true Lost in Paradise fans from just the tourists, because this is the record I used to play for my kids when they misbehaved. I'll give you some indication of this. This is a really, really strange record, so let me just sort of intro it before you hear it. It's a guy playing a zither. Some old German Texan guy from Central Texas. It's on the Spross label, and let me just take a look at this thing. Yeah, Walter Spross Boogie Woogie Machine, and it's man, it's I guess this is what we're saying. It's outsider art. I mean, this is genuine outsider art. This is nobody like playing at it. This is.
And when do you think the record was cut?
I think probably in the late 50s.
Okay, just to give him an idea.
Yeah, right. Somewhere in the hill country up there in Central Texas. And the guy's playing the zither. I mean, it's just so strange. I mean, it makes like the legendary Stardust Cowboy, you know, sound like Barry Manilow or something.
Uh-oh.
This is way, way gone. So,
which we love here at Lost in Paradise.
Yes.
Flipped people.
The Ledge or Barry or both.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so here we go with Boogie Woogie Machine. Scary kids.
There was a boogie woogie man invented a machine. It was for grinding sausage meat and it would go by steam. Those little cats and the long tail rats, no more they will be seen. For they were ground to sausage meat on the boogie woogie machine. A little boy comes in Boogie Woogie store. There was a pile of sausage meat a-laying on the floor. And while he was a-waiting, he did whistle up a tune. The sausage meat begins to skip and run around the room. Now something got out of order, that machine it would not go. Old Boogie Woogie crawls inside to find it out, you know. His wife, she gets a nightmare and she walks right in her sleep. She picks up the crank and gives it a yank and Boogie Woogie was me. Why was you so mean? You now will be so sorry you invented that machine. Those little cats and the long-tailed rats, no more they will be seen. For they were ground to sausage meat on the boogie woogie machine.
Oh, wow. Okay, that ends the Morbid set, and boy, it really ended it. That was on the Spross record label, Walter Spross and a zither, Boogie Woogie Machine. I think that probably came from one of those sort of German turn-of-the-century books like Strelpeter or something like that, that were trying to teach children how to mind, you know, and discipline them and stuff. So it's probably some old folk song. Anyway, The Scent before that, as previously announced on American International, Linda Lay. And, of course, Honey Boy, Bloodstains on the Wall. And the offer still stands on this one.
Email me, angelbaby@lostinparadise@killradio.org, letting me know what you think that song is about. And Dick Blackburn will mail you a really great CD.
Yeah, if I think you're right, you will get a CD. But remember, every element, it means something in this
And this
thing.
Show is recorded in archive, so you can go back and try to hear that song again if you'd like.
Yeah, you can go over it and over it and over it until you're going crazy listening to it. Anyway, Down and Out led out the set. That was Chuck Wells in best Johnny Cash form, singing about dope and murder. And
lovely things here at Lost in Paradise.
Man, I'd like to send that out to...
Who would you like to send that out to?
Well, I think I'll send it out to Olaf Kramer, who's an old writing partner of mine, a German. And when I first met him, he goes, "Dick, do you have any records about murder or dope?" I said, "I got one about both." He goes, "Yeah." So I played it to him.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, yeah, great. I mean, Germans are intense. Hey, when I saw Johnny,
as you just heard.
Yes, when I heard Johnny Cash in Austin, you know, about a couple of years before his death, and the German members of the audience were yelling, "Yeah, Johnny, murder, sing about murder." And he did. He sang Delia. Anyhow, that was a great performance, too. Well, now, enough chatter. Back to the platters. We're going to go to a cover set. And here's the first kind of odd or obscure vocal group record that I ever bought. And I just love this thing. It's like Stormy Weather, and it's this really bluesy interpretation of it by the Leaders on the New York Glory label. And we're going to be playing some covers of better-known songs and lesser-known versions of them. So here's the first one.
Stormy Weather. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Except for today, because of my special guest, Dick Blackburn, I'm going till 11:30. And again, all shows are recorded and archived, so check out the Kill Radio homepage for those archived shows. And again, just wanted to shout out that this is a show dedicated to John Phillips. And I guess I haven't said this yet, but for all my listeners who normally tune in, John Phillips is Mr. Wiggles, who is... my teacher and mentor out in Chicago, and Mr. Wiggles is his DJ name. And just so my listeners who normally tune in know who this show is dedicated to. And again, this is a person who introduced me to Dick Blackburn. Anyways, so yes, here we go, Stormy Weather at Lost in Paradise.
I don't know.
Since I lost my patience, keeps running.
the time. Sans ton amour, ta présence, oh dis-moi, oui toi, pourquoi? Crois-moi, sans amour, plus rien ne va, et j'ai tant besoin de toi. Et dans ma solitude, au creux de mon ennui, j'ai perdu la Si tu voyais ma détresse, sans toi rien ne m'intéresse. Les jours et les nuits se traînent. Reviens-moi, j'ai l'âme en peine. Oh, dis-moi, oui, toi, pourquoi? Crois-moi, sans amour, plus rien ne va, et j'ai tant besoin de toi. Ce n'est pas un rêve avant que le jour se lève. Oh, dis-moi, oui, toi, pourquoi? Crois-moi, sans amour, plus rien ne va, et j'ai tant besoin de toi. Oh, oh, oui, besoin de toi. Oh, 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 oui, besoin de toi. Oh, mon chéri, besoin.
I love you.
Come on and hold me tight.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
I want to know for sure.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
Come on and hold me tight.
You moved me.
Come on and hold me tight.
Come on, wild thing. Come on, wild thing.
Hey, yeah, you know, that's I'll put that right up there with Sebastian Cabot's version of Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe. That was Teddy and Daryl on the Mirror record label, Wild Thing. And that was a favorite of Rex's. Rex Stones has got the Fool's Paradise show on the East Coast, and that's over WFMU, and it's every...
internet, as well as all his shows are archived.
Right, and that's what is it? Well, just go on the WFMU and find it. It's every Saturday he does it at 12 to 3 L.A. time. Get this canary out of here. Okay, so... My gosh. All right, so anyway, before that one, we listened to Dalida, a French singer, doing Bobby Darin's Dream Lover. The song is called Je Rêve, I've Dreamt, and or Je Rêve, or I Am Dreaming, something like that. Anyway, Dalida, I'd like to send that one out to Hudson Marquez, one of the members of the original Ant Farm, who's got an actual one-man show called Secrets of the Ant Farm down in Culver City, even as we speak right now. And are going to go check that out. You should, too, because a lot of tail fins and a lot of high-heel shoes in that show. You want to see that.
Ant Farm's a great group.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did the original Cadillac Ranch out there with the buried Cadillacs, buried Eldorados. Okay, so before Dalida, we listened, to Stormy Weather by the Leaders on Glory. And I don't know, are we running out of time, or what's the story here?
I guess we've...
Let's get two in. This one is by a guy I know nothing about. This thing, it's on the Random. Well, that makes sense. The Random record label by a guy called Moses, and it's called "It's Been a Long Hot Summer." And baby, you better believe me, it has been a long hot summer.
Ow!
Ooh, it's been hot. It's hot in here. It's hot outside.
It is hot. Kill Radio does not have air conditioning.
Oh man! So we're gonna play this
here
one
here in the City of Angels.
And after we you're in the City of the Wilted Angels, and we're gonna follow it up and try to cool you off with Jim Messina's
"A Nice Breeze."
The Breeze and I, that great Spanish tune. That was done by Jim Messina, one of Jim Messina's before he was Loggins and Messina, one of his first tunes that he did when he was in a surf band with the Jesters. Jim Messina and the Jesters on Audio Fidelity. That'll be following Moses doing "It's Been a Long Hot Summer." Whew, I've got to get a drink of water right now. Let's get that one on.
So here you are, Lost in Paradise. Stay tuned for the last two records, and we'll come back and end the show.
Baby, yeah. It's been a long hot summer, baby. Wow, if you really want to swing, let's go to the country of Lavender for the spring. Wow, if you really want to swing, baby, let's go to the country of Lavender for the spring. Yeah. Now look here. Get you a pretty little girl and you rock and roll there. Come on. Thank you.
this is Dr. William Laudass. I just had to come back in the studio and correct Dick Blackburn on this record. It's not the Random record label. It's the Randon with an N. And this is, some people wouldn't think this was important, but we record collectors do. And it's not just Moses. It's Moses and the Heartbreakers. And the vocalist was Dan Randon. And that's all I have to say.
I'm glad. Get the hell out of here. Okay, now we are ending the show. We just heard Jim Messina and the Jesters, The Breeze and I. I hope you feel a little cooler. It's been a long, hot summer, and by Moses, et cetera, that the good doctor had just filled you in on. So I have really enjoyed being lost in paradise here.
Oh, well, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org with my special guest, Dick Blackburn, as well as some sporadic moments with Dr. Laudass, who actually frequented on The Cool and the Crazy back in the early 80s. So you can be lost in paradise every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me or my show at your leisure by checking out my archived and uploaded shows at the Kill Radio homepage. And again, if you want to listen to this show again or any shows in the past, as well as if you can't tune in the future, the archive is a really great resource, as well as other Kill Radio DJ shows that are up there, because there's a lot of great stuff going on at Kill Radio. And I guess that's it for today's special show dedicated to John Phillips, also known as Mr. Wiggles to those out in Chicago. That's his DJ name, a mentor and teacher to me, really got me into collecting 45s and introduced me to Dick Blackburn, which brought him here today and as well brought him into my life.
And I'd also like to say to John, you know, good luck, obviously, on his up-and-coming
show. Oh, yeah, solo
show
in Europe. Very
in October,
exciting.
I think, is October, right? October,
I don't know,
November?
It's October sometime in the
in
fall.
In the fall.
Yeah.
And it's in Holland? It's in the Netherlands?
Antwerp.
In Antwerp, yeah. In Belgium. Okay, great. Well, good luck. Good luck.
But Dick Blackburn will be back in the future. He will be going out back east for some time, so he'll come on Lost in Paradise, hopefully, before he goes back east to do another show. Maybe he'll do a show dedicated to Angel Baby. Some good angel songs,
could
good baby
do
songs. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe.
It's possible. C'est possible.
Okay, well, again, so you've been lost in paradise, and I guess that's pretty much it. We run out of time, since I guess we've gone over the normal limit, and it was really nice that the Kill Radio people let me do a longer show than normal. So I'm going to end here, and then we're just going to kick over to the archives. So again, thanks for tuning in, and hopefully you'll tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.